I'm Rona Tarrant. Washington, California, and at least nine other states are planning to sue the Trump administration over its separation of immigrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border. The states allege the president's executive order aimed at ending the practice fails to reunite parents and children who've already been torn apart. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is being asked by the Department of Health and Human Services to provide temporary beds for up to 20,000 undocumented children. The European Union has placed retaliatory tariffs on US products, including bourbon, jeans and motorcycles, in a trade war with President Trump. The tariffs took effect at midnight and affect $3.3 billion worth of US products. It follows the president's decision to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum into the US. EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström said this week that the bloc was left with no other choice but to impose the tariffs. Pope Francis has said allowing Protestants married to Catholics to receive communion at Mass in special cases must be decided by each individual bishop and cannot be decided by a bishop's conference. The Pope was speaking during an in-flight news conference following a one-day trip to Geneva and was responding to a question about his recent request to the Catholic Bishops' Conference in Germany not to publish nationwide guidelines for allowing communion for such cases. The Pope said the guidelines went beyond the Code of Canon Law, which allows for decisions on individual cases. Protesters rallied in Pittsburgh for a second day yesterday following the death of 17-year-old Antoine Rose, who was shot and killed by a police officer on Tuesday. Protesters said the shooting was unjustified and Rose was unarmed. City officials and police said on Thursday they are profoundly saddened by Rose's death. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.